Sport on Sunday. This is Radio Yorkshire.
England. I did watch most of England versus France. Although there was a point where I just got bored in the second half and started watching old clips of Sports Night on YouTube. What can you do? Still, England are through to the quarterfinals of the Rugby League World Cup. They will take on Papua New Guinea in Melbourne next Sunday, at 5 a.m. Cheers, Aussies. Get up early. So that was a good England are through. Hooray. Jermaine McGilvery scored again. It's good for my bet of him to be the top England try scorer. Thanks, Wayne Bennett, for dropping Ryan Hall as well for that. But while England are through in the Rugby League, it's England's other lot, the rah-rah boys, who are top of the papers. Their less than impressive performance against Argentina in their autumn test dominates the sports coverage this morning. And of course, as we know, these are autumn internationals. Just glorify friendlies, yet built up by television people, you know who, not going to name them this morning, not yet, as, you know, big important things. No one cares about England versus Argentina, really. The Sunday Times leads on head coach Eddie Jones being caught on TV making what it's described as a four-letter rant at his turgid side in their 21-8 success. You think that the Sunday Times, being, you know, a newspaper read by intelligent people, supposedly, they'd be able to put those words in there. But they never do. I think it's only The Guardian who ever put swear words in. It's like you see in the Sun or whatever. So put the asterisks on the words just in case you don't know what they are. Oh, I don't know. The Sunday Telegraph says he was frustrated. Well, the Observer's headline is Jones steaming. Is that something? I don't know. Some pun I'm missing there. The Daily Express says the head coach is in a flap over the show, which he calls a grind. Have they ever watched Rugby Union before? Emperor's New Clothes and all that. Which English rugby coach that's Australian will be happier, do you think? I laugh, by the way, because I'm waiting for Wayne Bennett to appear on the telly, because I've got BBC Two on in the studio. But he's not there, it's Dennis Betts. As Wayne Bennett finally decided, no, I'm not talking to the BBC anymore. So Dennis is out there going, yeah, we're great, because it's from Bouncy, apparently. Is that all the rugby? Do we need what should be said, by the way, well done to our national broadcaster, who, of course, if you want to contact them about the Rugby League, their hashtag is #BBCRL. But if you want to contact them about the Rugby Union, it's #BBCRugby. They don't help themselves, do they? It's like an open goal for me. Speaking of open goals, while we're on the rugby, excuse me. Bit of a frog in my throat tonight. Premier Sport, right? You're going to get it tomorrow night. You're going to get it both barrels. You're getting like half a barrel this morning because it's Sunday. What an utterly disgraceful decision it was for you not to show New Zealand Tonga, which we all knew was going to be one of the games of the group stage of the World Cup, which we'd spoken about for weeks, about being a game we all wanted to see. And obviously we don't know what the result's going to be. I mean, sometimes when Mark's away, I have to pick the fixtures we do here on Radio Yorkshire during the Rugby League season. And sometimes you get them right, and sometimes you get them wrong. Remember, we didn't do full match coverage of Wakefield beating Wigan 60-odd-0 or whatever it was. And we did another game, which was boring. But you don't know what's going to happen. But when there's, you know, one game on at a time, and it's New Zealand versus Tonga in the Rugby League World Cup on a event you're going to show every game live, as you said. And then instead, 2 days before, you decide, well, I know what, you know what, all those people who pay money to us every month to watch Rugby League and have paid to watch the Rugby League World Cup, we're actually not going to show you New Zealand Tonga. We're going to show you New Zealand versus Peru in the World Cup football qualifiers. A game which zero people care about. A game which zero people have subscribed in advance to watch. And you know what? Me and everyone else is going to cancel Premier Sport at the end of the tournament and never resubscribe again. Honest. Because if the NRL is planning to do half their own app next season, if I want to watch the Rugby League from Australia, I'll just buy that, and then I don't have to pay for Swedish Speedway and NASCAR. Well done, Premier Sport. What a ludicrous decision. Although it did amuse me that one BBC pundit, who shall remain nameless, was very upset about this decision on social media, despite the fact that the company he's working for, he's only showing 6 games live during this World Cup. Elsewhere, the Sunday Mirror claims Chelsea's Danny Drinkwater was furious and with how England manager Gareth Southgate portrayed his decision not to join it with the national side. He reckons he's not fit enough yet after an injury, which is fair enough. If he doesn't think he's fit enough, let's face it, half of these players that have pulled out for England, without naming names, they can sue. Do we really believe they're that mega injured that they couldn't play? You and I know the answer. Meanwhile, oh, by the way, did anyone watch England? No. Meanwhile, the Sun says England new boy Ruben Loftus-Cheek was blocked from Premier League loan moves by boss Antonio Conte and previously Jose Mourinho before eventually getting a Crystal Palace deal. I'm not really sure what the story is there. Man not allowed on loan, now allowed on loan. Maybe both Mourinho and Conte thought that he had a job to do as a reserve player for Chelsea, since they loan out all of their other players. The Sunday People reports that Raheem Sterling's in line for a new contract at Manchester City. That's it. That's all the story says. Some newspapers will spin this as a bad thing because, of course, he's a young player who's any good and has spent money on houses and stuff. What do they expect the footballers to do with their money? Maybe they expect them to not pay tax on it. And the Sunday, a mail on Sunday leads with Lewis Hamilton's F1 team being robbed at gunpoint. He was asking for thoughts and prayers on Twitter yesterday, and obviously this is a terrible situation to those who were involved in this. And those thoughts and prayers, you know, everyone does this on social media these days. Those same thoughts and prayers, you wonder, what does the person they're asking those thoughts and prayers to be answered to, what does he think about the tax situation? Or she? I don't know. Getting a bit theological now, I think we should move on. That was this morning's Back Pages for Sunday, the 12th of November, 2017.